We begin with the Tosfos on Avdal Amid Beis with the Raisa Bebitl Bial Masag Pirish Bekuntris Medichsiv Tashbisu Lachsiv Tavaru Alma Ashbosa Belevi. So it says the Yom HaRishon Tashbisu Somer Batechem. Tashbisu means you will remove, right, as we said in that yesterday's Parsha, Shabbos Parsha, Shavas Vayinofash, right, that Kadosh Baruch Hu rested, as it were, on Shabbos. And of course this year just begun is also known as Shabbos HaOretz. The land rests, lays fallow for the year of Shemitah. So also Tashbisu is also at, so it says the Yom HaRishon Tashbisu Somer Batechem. Tashbisu means you will remove, right, as we said in that yesterday's Parsha, Shabbos is Parsha, Shavas Vayinofash, right, that Kadosh Baruch Hu rested, as it were, on Shabbos. And of course this year just begun is also known as Shabbos HaOretz. The land rests, lays fallow for the year of Shemitah. So also Tashbisu is also it rests, in the sense that there's no chametz around. It doesn't say you burn chametz, it says the Tashbisu. You'll have no chametz around, which is, how should we say it, vibrant, but it remains dormant. Tashbisu, you'll be mashvis it. You just sort of should cease. How does it cease? How do you do it? So Rashi says, the magic of Bittul does it. It's a magical formula. We don't fully understand what it means. According to Rashi, Bittul works like magic. What can I tell you? You have chametz. The chametz was yours, is yours, remains yours. Nevertheless, although the chametz is yours, and it says in the Holy Torah, you're not permitted to own chametz on Pesach. But if you have gone through the process of bittul, then you may own this chametz on Pesach. That's what Rashi says, because you fulfilled tashbis. Lo yiro l'cho chametz is if you did not fulfill tashbis. If you fulfill tashbis, so then there's no violation of lo yiro l'cho chametz. That's the sheet of Rashi. It's a very, very big chiddush, but it's not only Rashi. The Rambam seems to say the same way, that the bittul chametz is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of tashbis. Says Tosfos, the koshalari, the high hashbosa havari, the low bittul. That's not the word bittul. Hashbosa havari. How do you know? The tanya b'shmaitim and the afheim and aleph, which is really, this is really on the ma'amah conversation before Sukkot, if you recall, before Yom Kippur. We're supposed to get to the afheim and bait, if I recall correctly. Even if that happens to be found on this new sheet, the first line in the next group of ma'amah conversation. But really, you should have done it from before Yom Kippur. That's why I gave the ma'amah to a tosis, which refers to that gemara, even though I didn't give you the gemara yet. Forgive me, but there was supposed to have been done before Sukkot. Yeah, so Rabbi Akiva Omer, have we even read this Gemara maybe? Maybe we didn't, I don't remember. It's the first wide line on Hey Amin Aleph. Let's look inside. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Od Tzorach. We're trying to find out a source to know that Achba Yom HaRishon means in fact the 14th of Nisan at the 15th. You don't need everything which came before in the Brisa. Hey Omer Achba Yom HaRishon Tashbisu Sonu Batei Uchsiv Kom Alocha Lo Sasu Umatzinu Oloyasabahem Umatzinu La'avara Shiav Malacha. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva assumes that what? That Havara is the way in which the word Tashbisu should be translated. How do you get rid of Chametz? You simply burn it. Because you can't burn Chametz and paste it because you have a violation of the Yisrael of Malacha. So Rishon must be when? No, wake up. When? Erev Pesach, because you can't burn it on Pesach proper. That's Rabbi Akiva's statement on the Ham and off towards the very bottom. It says Tosfos Abdallah on the base. You see from Rabbi Akiva's statement that Tashbisa should be rendered, should be translated as Tivaru. So how can Rashi Tashbisa means Bittul? That's Tosfos' first kash. Second kash. Vio Tish Tashbisu Amina Lekaman Sugan of Ham and Aleph Me Ach Chilek. The word Ach split the day in half. Shumishesh Shos Ulamala. The day is split into 2 6-hour chunks, the morning and the afternoon. Tashbisu is fulfilled when? In the second chunk, in the afternoon part of the 14th of Nisan. Alright? For Achari Surah Lo Mahani Bittul. And after the 12 o'clock time passed, Bittul no longer is effective. How does Tosfos know that bitl is no longer effective? It's an unfortunate omission of Ma'ariv HaKaimis in this Tosfos. Usually they tell you, you know, Daf Gimel, Daf Dala, Daf Hey, Daf Vav, Daf Zayin. But all of a sudden they expect you to know the whole sugya. They didn't tell Rabbi Akiva, they said, Mishmait, where's Mishmait? So I think say it's hard from the same side of the page. But where, the same Daf Hey and Aleph, where is the Gemara about what? About there's no bitl after Chatzos, where does it say that? What Masechta? Sochem, what daf? What daf? What daf, Rabosa? What daf? Vav Amud Beis. There's a bit of parentheses there. It made life easier for some people in this room. Right? Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara says, and again towards the bottom of the page, Dilma Mashkachas Le'Bosser, the Bosser Yisura, six lines from the bottom, V'lav Rishus HaKayma, V'lav Matzim Mevakel. Once it's 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you can no longer do bittul. So it's factors against Rashi. How in the world can Rashi say that bittul is a fulfillment of Tashbisu? It's crazy. Because Tashbisu is after Chatzos. Bittul is only before Chatzos. There's no, what do you call it? The common set? Is that the right word they use today? There's no common set, right, between Tashbisu time and bittul time. Bittul time is only before noon and Tashbisu is only afternoon. So it's crazy. The Rashi is what the... Wild! So don't for a minute think that Rashi is anybody's fool, that Rashi didn't know about all these kashas, that they caught the Elder Zeta Rashi in a trap. Don't worry. Rashi can get out of any kasha. But for the moment, Tosfos has two powerful kashas against Rashi. So Omri, the Midoraisa, the Bitl, the Amasagi, the Tam, to be achash a bitla ve hefker the yotze merishuso umuter with the karmina and avalata rosh ala chayim shal gavala. It's not your chametz. Hi, what I mean by the dori of hefker with nei shlosh? Nah, midorai saying tzorach. Only rabbanim require three, and they left it here and didn't dorai. That's what Tosfos says. The kids are. We have two fundamentally different approach to the word bitl. From one extreme to the other, Rashi learns that bitl means the chametz remains yours, is yours, was yours, will be yours. Nevertheless, with some miracle of bittul, which is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, there's no violation of Vayiro by Yemotze, and therefore you may own, in effect, own the chametz and pesach. You may have heard an expression of butli butl ka'afra diara, maybe you saw it in the Ma'amar Kamis. You make it like the dust of the earth. This is just a way in which we can emphasize in the literary form what we think of this chametz. It's like the dust of the earth. The dust of the earth belongs to you, right? If I have dust in the earth, it's my dust. You know, it's just that I don't care about the dust too much. But so the chametz is treated as dust. It means that the chametz belongs to me. But nevertheless, despite the fact that the chametz belongs to me, nevertheless, there's no violation of Bayro by Yemotze according to Shitas Rashi. And as the other Rishonim say, it's like Afra the Arab. Why goes back to one word? The answer is Tashbisu. We would never have said it on our own, Menachem. We could never have dreamt it. But since the Torah says Tashbisu, and Tashbisu according to Rashi and Rama means Tevatlu, and therefore this Bittul is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So if you fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu, by definition, you're not a violation of Bayiro Bayimot. There's a link between Tashbisu and Bayiro Bayimot. It's a very complicated link. We'll see later in the Klasse. It's a whole story. But I'll call upon him, if you fulfill Tashbisu, you're by definition not in violation of Bayiro Bayimot, even though the Chometz remains Shalcha, the Peshuto Kondashid is Rashi. This is Rashi. And the other extreme, completely 180 degrees, the other direction, totally, is Tosfos. Tosfos, what? What are you dragging with new concepts here? Chadosha mikarabo, Torah chadosha. Go back to the old time religion. Use terms that we understand, that we found elsewhere. Don't make up a new story. We know very well there's a thing called hefker. Everybody knows about hefker. We learned about it in Baba Metzia, about hefker, Baba Kama, about hefker. You know what hefker means. So bitl is simply hefker, that's all it is. Hefker. Hefker we know exists. How does hefker work in our context? Push it! Shelcho yataroa. The only time the violation of Vayiroa is shelcho. It's hefker, it's not shelcho. So it's so straightforward. It's a simple shot. Rashi created a new musug, a new concept. The Torah goes back to old concepts, which we know from our study of Dinim Amanis. Simple. Tos is very simple. Rashi is hard. Yes?
According to
Tos, when does
this bittul take place? It's taking place
early in the 6 hours. We know when bittul takes place. The Gemara tells when bittul takes place. When?
It's earlier.
A pardon?
So Rashi
talks
about
bittul, the tashbisu bittul,
or?
According to Tos, bittul and tashbisu are as far as the blackboard and the blue wall in the back. Nothing goes one another. Bittul is here. Bittul is done dafka before chatzos. Bittul just means hefka. And tashbisu was done when? Dafka after chatzos. Now what is tashbisu? I don't know. A, B, B. Anything but bittul, right? Because bittul won't work after chatzos. So you have to do it some other way. So it's a machlokas. You should know. We already had it already. Machlokas at Tanoim. We'll mention it again. Machlokas, who knew? Famous machlokas Tanoim. Who knew? Rabbi Huda and Chachamim. How do you define Tashbisu in the classical sense of eliminating the Chavos? According to Rabbi Huda, what? Nu Ein, Nu. Ein, Bi Chavos, and Lotzvei, which according to Geb, we'll see later, the Machlokas. But according to some, that means Tashbisu itself can only be fulfilled if you burn the Chavos. According to Chacham, no, you throw it into the Dead Sea. Or you get there safely. you throw it into wherever. The garbage heap, throw it to the wind, whatever, toilet, just get, dump it, get rid of it. That's also a form of tashbisu.
Put it in your garbage, there's no good.
Put it in your?
In your garbage outside.
We'll get to that later. The big question of your garbage outside. What do you mean, who owns your garbage outside? Exactly where you're putting it? It's a bit complex. We'll discuss it, Mr. Shem, a little bit later. Yes? You have quanta Rashi, Rashi said Beferish. But Bittul Bavasaga, you fulfill Tashbisu. Tashbisu means Tevatlu. That's what Rashi says. And Tos says, that's crazy. No, no, there's no connection at all. They're unrelated completely, these two concepts.
You have a regular Bittul, you have a Bittul for Tashbisu, also you just have one
Bittul,
one Rashi.
You have like
your only
Bittul,
this is for
quanta Rashi, only one Bittul. Bittul is the fulfillment of Tashbisu. The Pashtus. We'll see later, maybe there's more than one. But the Pashtus, that's all there is. Oh. Now. So I told you before my introduction that there were three sheets. So far we don't know what kind of three sheets. Maybe I can have three sheets. We understand very well two sheets, right? Rashi has a new concept called Tashbisu Tevatlu, which means even the Chumash belongs to me, and somehow if I go through the process of Tashbisu, I'm not in violation of Bayou or Bayou Motsim. I can own the Chumash of Pesach, like dust, before, after the hour. Someone's some magic, alchemy. You made the bread and the dust. That's a very good question. That's an excellent question. There's a din. Menachem is assuming you all know the din. It's Chomet Sha'ovar Olav HaPesach is awesome. You know the din. You heard of it. That if a Jew owns Chomet HaPesach, it's also after Pesach. What happened in the case in which the Bittul? What would you say about that? What would you have to say? What do you have to say?
If you would come and take it back out of the place and your whole bit was not good from the beginning, because it's not like Akhadar anymore. Because it's not nothing.
Well, it's not retroactively not after the hour, or from here on in not after the hour? So Borok says, Father Rashi, you know the bit was still mine. So maybe we should suggest that even though I have the charmed life, I'm not a violation of the body because of some magic of Bittul, but maybe we also have to pay it. What about the Torah Swiss? The Torah says Bittul is happening. And won't you say that? No? Oh, that's what I was waiting for. Before I entered the trap. But we're not going to fall into the trap, which says that logical truth is right. Logically, he's right. That after he did Bittul, he found the Chumash at the pay. So it should be mutter, according to the Torah Swiss, for sure. Because after all, it's after. Well, I can't shlug you up from Gan Shas. I can't. Babu. But the Yerushalmi is against me. Sorry. The Rosh quotes the Yerushalmi, which says that although you really should be right, but you're wrong. And the question of why you're wrong, one reason why you might be wrong is we're afraid of Ha'arama. We're afraid that although we're going to say bittul, to really deep down, he doesn't really mean to be masculine, and therefore we make a knas upon him and prohibit him to pay. So we'll get you. We're all. We're running ahead of ourselves now. Let's go back to our main issue.
because not only Rishonim saw all parts of Egypt.
Don't know. Rush calls Rishonim.
Rush saw it. Rush was 150 years later.
Whatever. Don't know. I can't. Was Tosfos quote this Rishonim anywhere? Psofim. I don't remember Tosfos discussing the whole topic. Doesn't mean they didn't see it. They just didn't discuss Tosfos discussing it. Is there a third view? Could there possibly, what could there be? What could the third view be? Make up your mind. Either it's Hefka, that I understand. Or it's a new thing, kind of a magic, which is somewhat derived from Tashbisi. Is there a third opinion? No, let me ask you people. Is there a third opinion? And if so, who says it? And what did he say? Like I told you, it's a third opinion. So that answers that question. It's a rhetorical question. So who said it? What did he say? Yes, Alicia.
He said that
it's
how you were speaking with. It's not that you're making it after you're going to the
range,
it's not
you're speaking. Excellent. The third opinion, in fact, is the Ran. And the truth is, the Ran, as we find very, very often, is not original in this basic position, but rather it comes from whom? Who's the Ran belongs to a certain base medrash, a certain school, a lot of members of the school. The Ran is a member of the school. The Ritva, the Rashba, the Ra'o, all came from the same source. Who? All came from the Ramban. Sometimes the Ramban has come from earlier sources, sometimes from the Baal Yatosis, earlier maybe. But the Ramban is the one who really, as far as we know, is the first one who spelled it out so clearly. A third opinion. It's not regular Hefker. And the Ramban had 8 or 9 kashas against the view that maintained that Bittul is straight out of Hefker. Interestingly, there's a sefer called Mogen Ovos. Mogen Ovos is a sefer written by the Meiri. The Meiri had a running battle to try to defend his customs in his country, which is called Provence, against those who would say that his customs are all wrong. And a primary among them was the Talmidei Ramban. If the Ramban was Nifter, his Talmidei moved. That's a good impression from the Sefer, Mogen Ovos. They moved from Spain proper. The Ramban, or maybe Ramban, actually before he was Nifter, Ramban went to Eretz Yisrael. We lived for a few years, as we mentioned it once before. So at that time, so, you know, she sort of broke up a little bit, and the Talmud was spread out a little bit to different parts of the general area in street western Europe. Something moved a little bit further east, maybe a little north, whatever, to what they call the Provence. And the Meiri lived there. So it was a running battle about many different topics between the Meiri, who was defending the Minhagim of Provence of old, against the Johnny-come-latelys, who came in from there, and they said, what are you doing? We didn't do it this way. And everything, they were chepper, and they would say, what are you doing? It's wrong. And he wrote a book called Mogen Ovos to defend the fathers, the customs that they had. I don't remember everything that's in that statement. Very interesting statement. They printed it. I don't have it offhand. They made it against the library, probably has it. I have a whole full set of Meiris I have, but it doesn't have this sefer. Unfortunately, it's really chaval. But I believe it is in the library. I've seen copies of it. As a matter of the sefer I have here, called the Gemara Shlema, quotes this particular part about Bittul Chametz. That's the 18th or 19th chapter. That's for Meiris. We believe that Bittul Chametz is Hefker, like Rabbeinu Yaakov. Who's Rabbeinu Yaakov? Who's that? Rabbeinu Tam, the Baal Yatosis, came along the Ramban, and there's 9 kashas against it. And he takes them apart, one by one. There's no kasha. But you see, it's all... The other thing that's a very interesting sefer, what comes to mind or can, in the sefer is the question of saying, Kel Melech Neman before Krishma, or Shavuot Kechel Emes after Krishma.
What does it say?
I don't remember who says what anymore. I don't remember who says. I used to know those things, but that's been many years since I was involved in these in Yonim. And the question of having early Myra was also a question. One of the things there. Some people said to Rosh Hashanah. Well, it's just a very fascinating little work of he tries to defend all the Menhagim. Anyway, what did Ramban say after all this introduction? What did he say? He said this is so. that basically, we'll see in a second on the right hand side, that basically chametz on Pesach is not yours. Who said? Again, the same doubt of the days. It was a shnei dvarim. Einam b'shusa shal adam, v'ason akosuv ke'ilohem b'shusa. Which means that two things are not, technically speaking, monetarily speaking, financially speaking, in the possession of a person, but the Torah made it that it's zip in his possession. Really, why? Why? To make it chayav by a way of say, that's why. And that's one of those comments in the Shei Shara. So now, what's the other thing? Bar, no, where's wood bar? Where? Bar, which is a rabbit. So the side thing, the whole the street, someone comes in and something, a shar walks in and breaks a leg, so I'm chayav to pay. Well, what's chayav to pay for? Not my bar. I don't own the bar, it's a bar in the street. No, doesn't matter. It says in the Torah, you dig a bar and a shar falls in, you have to pay for it. It's a son of cloth, a killer b'shusa. Doesn't mean you took over the street, but that you have to pay anyway. That's the famous command of Rabbi Bezay. So here, she'll say, so then how do you have it over by Rabbi Matzah? Somebody asked me a question today. If, in fact, the Torah says that Yisturi Hano are not yours, which is what the Pasha Pshat over here, so the boss spells it out in the Farish, and others do assume it. That Yisturi Hano is the Zayna Shalom. So how do you have it by Rabbi Matzah? By Rabbi Matzah is a contradiction in terms. It says Shalchoi, right? Shalchoi Ro, Lachoi Chomet. And as soon as Pesach comes, it's not l'cho. So the whole lab is it non-existent? The answer is, as the Gemara has another of, Asah na'kosuv kibbeh b'shusa. The Torah says we consider it as if it's yours, even though it's not really yours. Says Rabban, aha! So it's not really mine, huh? Because the Torah considers it as if it were mine. It's, since my ownership is so weak, it's not really monetarily existent. It's just, the Torah has said, it's as if it were mine. As if it were mine, the way for me to avoid that situation is simply to do something which indicates the fact that his schema daita l'das ha-Torah, that he agrees with das Torah, das Torah, well, we can't get this with das Torah, that the Torah says that chametz on Pesach is not really ours, right? And I say, I mask him. I mask him. So, and therefore, the minute I mask him, then it's considered completely not mine, and it's considered the net result, the Ramad Maskana is, not that Bittul is the fulfillment of Tashbisu, as Rashi said. No, no. The net result of Bittul is, it's Eino Shulcha. In that, the ultimate conclusion, the Ramban really agrees with Tosfos, that the miut, which tells there's no violation of Bayrol by Matzah, after a person did Bittul, is Shalchoy HaTaroa, Mataroa, Shalchem, Shalgavoa, and here it's not Shalcho. But how do you get there? That's the question. So Rabbi Natam seems to say, it's your classic run-of-the-mill hefker. It's not a new concept. And the Ramban says, what do you mean? One of his questions is, if it means hefker, so if it means hefker, so call it hefker. Why call it bittul for? We never heard that hefker should be called bittul. Says the Ramban, it's a new concept here. It's not the regular hefker. It won't work. One of his questions are, it's not a fnei shlosha, it's not bepeh, bittul belev sagi. Hefker won't work belev. Rama should believe it, and the Ramban calls that expression. So it can't work in the classical way of regular effort. So how does it work? A new concept. His schema daito, his by thinking the bittul belev, he is confirming that which the Torah wants, that the chometz should not be considered his, and then it's not considered his at all. Not his literally, which never was even beforehand, because it's ainah b'shusha shel adam. And it's not even considered with respect to the violations of Barov Bayamate. So once he makes the statement known as bittul, and it's a tzidit shalcha, it's a mirit of shalcha yatarola. Repeat. You can't, at first glance, you say, every single chometz in the world should be excluded from shalcha yatarola. So they never should shalada. So they never shalcha. The answer is, asah and akas with kilu b'shusa. So the Torah says, even though it's not really shalcha, we're going to consider it to be shalcha. But the minute you do bittul, we say we don't want to consider it that way anymore. This has son, a cause of ki'ilu. that the Torah Magid is the Ibbets Rishuso ceases to exist as soon as the Bittul is done. That's the opinion of the Ramban and the Ram. You have to say, that's what's called a centrist opinion. It's in between. It's in between Rashi and Tosis. Because Rashi says, no, it's purely abracadabra magic with Tashbis. And Tosis knows an old concept of just regular heaven. The Ramban says, it's an effect in between. It's a something special. It's not the regular, because it's not the regular hefker. But the bottom line is something that's not shalcha.
So, is it anybody combined out of the two? Because Rashi knows that, because Rashi is still it's over.
Well, Sigzal? That's a good question. Probably not, but I'm not sure. I have to think about it. But according to the Ramban, you already know those Sigzal.
What that part is
the right, that's right, that's right. Yes, no?
And this will be, according to the Ramban, this will be also the Kaya and Tashbisu also,
No, the Maskana the Ramban, see the Ramban is pretty long, I don't know the Ramban is, it's a little bit long. The Maskana the Ramban seems to be that in fact it's not a fulfillment of Tashbisu.
It's not.
It's only it's an elimination of Bayerot by Yamato. Although the Ramban does take great pains to defend the position of Rashi, which is Kedaka Bakolish. Ramban was known as the great defender. He always defended. He defended the Gaonim against the Rambam and the Rif against the Balamor. He's always defending. Rashi sometimes against Tosfos. He says, Ramban, Melchamas Hashem, right? Fighting a war to defend those who came before him. Yes?
So Rashi would rule the concept of beer?
Beer?
Yeah. If you use a Tashbisu for a bittul, then what does it do about beer?
Oh, no, no, that's one of the questions which they ask against Rashi. So to give you a sneak preview, the answer they're on is, no, they're both part of Tashbis. Bittul is Tashbis, so beer is also Tashbis. They're both Tashbis. Tashbis can be fulfilled in more than one way. Got it?
Who says that?
The Rashi. We'll see soon. The Rashi, We'll see soon. I didn't want to be anything inside. I first wanted to get the outside to understand what's happening over here before we look at the text. If you have a question, ask it now. I don't mind. Now's a good time to ask. Yes? No, I didn't say it's considered to be yours. It's not considered to be yours at all. But the way in which it leaves, the way in which Bittul operates is not the same as a regular hefker. For example, it's in the Maisa is different. The result is the same, but the Maisa is different. It's not considered a normal Maisa of making something hefker. For a variety of reasons, right? It's only good to believe, not prepared, not a finish, shlosha. Those of us who do it on Shabbos, all fight to do it on Shabbos, a little on Shabbos. We'll get to it. Well, that's one of the fights that they have to be with the Ramban. Yes, sir?
Yeah, according to Rashi, when you make the bittul, it still remains in your possession?
Parshat Shana Rashi, that even after bittul is over, right? You did a bittul, you didn't make it after, says Rashi. You didn't make it after.
So it's
a magical situation. It's ka'afra the ara. It's not pashut. It still belongs to the person, strictly speaking. And still you're not over by Rabbi Amatzah. That's pashut shat and Rashi. We'll see how the Rishonim discuss what their versions of Rashi. But the simple pshat. Yes?
So, one second. Point versus Tosfos. The Rashi used to say that kind of regular after because all these supposed requirements after are not
getting. Exactly.
Therefore, but if those things do worse, then
there's
Hefker.
Hefker
or not? I
don't understand
the Hefker.
I just told you the Chilagas. According to Shita's Tosfos, it's a regular act of being mafka something. I can be mafka in my notebook. This little notepad, it's filled every inch. I don't need it anymore. Mafka.
Right.
Then come and take it. Right? Say, look, a piece of bread. This bread for a peso. I know that. Mafka. Same thing. Exactly the same thing. With the same requirements, rules, and regulations, exactly the same. Shlosha, so the Rabbana, right? They have to fit in the exact same details that govern the laws of being mafka something on the level of the Raisa, govern the laws of being mevatel chametz. That's Tosfos' assumption.
Right.
And the Rabban says, absolutely incorrect.
Why?
Why does he say it's incorrect? Why is a question which my Rebbe taught us not to try to answer when we're learning. We aren't trying to answer the question what, not the question why. But if you want to know anyway, why...
I'll explain to you why I'm at loss. Tosfos seems to be saying that the Raisa works like a regular hefker, and the Ramban and the Ran seem to say it's not because all these things are missing, but perhaps those things are the Ramban and the Raisa.
Okay.
So why the audience? Perhaps they're saying the same thing.
No. The Ramban and Ramban are not happy with Tosfos Teres. That's the Rabbanan. And they have five other kashas along the same lines. Okay? We'll see. Be patient.
So why can't you look at it that way?
You just answer your own question. Why would they have all these kashas, which they can't answer? Let's see. The Meiri answered them all. We'll see how the Meiri answered. We'll see soon. We'll see. We'll try to be patient over here. Let me first take attendance before I forget completely. Okay? I'm sorry, but I have to do a job. Peretz? I saw Peretz before. Captures the essence of the Ramban without giving you every single word. So Rashi learns that Tashbisu is a fulfillment of, forgive me, Bittl is the fulfillment of Tashbisu. Well, if he targam unklus, Tashbisu to Vatlun. Look at this. A new ally for Rashi. A new ally. A Tana. Not Stam, an ally from the 20th century. A Tana. Unkelus. Unkelus is a Tana, we know that. And he learned, he translated the word Tashbisu to Vaklun. Sounds like it's a good right to Rashi.
What is also said?
No, they have a different Tanaitic source. We'll see soon. Could be the Machlokas Tanaim, the Salmachal Rashi Tos. Inami. Nachlam idiksiv lo yiroh lecho. The French rabbis. Sounds like at first glance that the machlokas Rashi and Tosis, the machlokas Hatanoim, that the unkelus Hatana learns like Rashi, Tashbisu Tevatlun, and Lo Yero Lachos Or Batel Blipcha, the Sifri is exactly like Tosis.
Why do you like Tosis?
All like the Ramban, but not like Rashi.
No,
I understand that. This is Loyro Lachos or Bata Balipcha. Come on to Rashi, that's not the question. It is, maybe it is Lachos. It's not Lachos, it's Hefker. Bata Balipcha is Hefker. Uma, when you bittle ze, Mucha b'gemar, Kabihoda Amina, the Habodak Torah Shivatel, the bittle b'din Hefker. How do you like that? Finally, my Sina, Allah. I need a sufe to aid him, the government base. So he be Torah's hefka nagubo. Shit! So it's hefka. It's hefka. That's the Ron's rifling. One of all, it looks like hefka. I forgot the hefka ki I got lo ma'ani divide ma'ani d'amma v'nichsa di day to the vat of levi ka'afro lo mashma da havi hefka. So that's one of the kashas which they have against Tosfos. What do you mean? He didn't say it's hefka. He said it should be button like dirt. Doesn't mean it's hefka. Vesu. The Bigamar made a devat the Belibo, who provided the Linyan Hefka Mamona Hefka Belibo Lomahani, the Dvaram Shibalev, Ainam Dvaram. That's Kasha number 2. Visu, Kasha number 3. Now, on the Hamas of Benidorm, a new Kasha, Tafem Gimel. Aliba the Rabbi Yossi, the Machlokas within the Machlokas Atanoim, and the Machlokas Amaron within Rabbi Yossi. The Hefka Kamaton, Mamatona at the Isaid Brishus Zoche, Lonafka Mirishus Nose, Hokanami Behefka, according to one day, if I'm mafkir, my that same pair, put it back. I'm after the pair. I throw it down, hefka. And then about 5 minutes later, David's curious, what kind of phone number is there at the back over here? What did it say this? It picks up in 5 minutes from now. Now it's 1:25. Picks up at 1:30. So according to Rabbi Yossi, according to one day in the morning of Durham, see 1:25, 1:30, the pair is still mine. Even though I was mafkir, I throw it down, It's still mine. We pass it, of course, it's the minute I throw it down, it's not mine anymore. Well, the one day it's considered still mine. Fred Duran, it was still considered mine, and I did it by chometz, took my bread before Pesach. Bread! What are you bread for now? Hefka. Next day, a guy walks by, ooh, look at this. Delicious bagels. Wow, I want it. Picks it up. Great. But for those 24 hours, and most of which was after Chatzos or Pesach proper, I'm a violation by a month called Rabbi Yossi. Gewalt! That's the third kasha which Duran has against Shita Tosfos, yes.
The whole definition of Hefker is ownerless.
Right.
So, yeah.
Rabbi Yossi defines it differently.
There's always an owner.
That's exactly what Rabbi Yossi says. Your definition is the way we pass on the halacha, but Rabbi Yossi disagrees with your definition. Okay? Okay, we'll see soon. Some say that, in fact. We'll see that. We'll see that. Good, that's number three. Right. The cave and chicane. Bittel chomets Rabbi Yossi, hekim and hani bidin hefka for halacha the shizocha. That's question three. Airline the time of the nay. Oh, Rabosai. So the Rana has three basic questions. There, I told you, there, I think a total of eight or nine that the Ramban put together, which the Miri quotes. But these are the three basic questions. Says the Rana is famous teretz. What's his teretz? Alayim atayma, Mishun denei, the mai, the habib, reshusei, the inish, lo motzi mafkalei, ki hai gavna. And generally, you do not meet the criteria of being mafkalei your own possessions. Nevertheless, chometz shayin. Why? That just by making it known that you don't want it, this suffices. And then he adds the point over here, which is we'll see later. We'll get to Zion, a very important question. Umaani afilu the chometz yodua. It works even for known chometz. Kidaminon, b'motze glusko yefeifia, the daita yilave. And the Gemara suggests that bittel should work. The Gemara answers bittel won't work because it's too late. It's after 12 o'clock. But had it not been for that, then bittel would work even though it's a well-known piece of strawberry shortcake. Uvatam and Yosha lifnei rabo. He suddenly reminds himself that he put up a dough for 18 minute matzahs, and he reminds himself suddenly now that 15 minutes have passed already. Until he gets back home, it's going to be too late. So what does he do? Bittel. So we see that bittel works again for chometz yodua. Chometz yodua. Utnanam in the kaman pergel ovin. Haholach lishkot as pischo v'chule v'nizka shesh chometz tov beso. If Yochol Lachzol Levar Lachzol Levitzvaso Yachzol from Lav Yevatel Belibo. So this last few lines is an aside that Bittel works with Chometz to do. Why is the Ran talking so much? Isn't it obvious? Well, we'll see later. According to one text of the Rambam, question to yourselves, Bittel does not work for Chometz Yodua. That Bittel only works for Chometz I don't know about. That's the classical Bittel we say, right? Any chomish I don't know about, I forgot about it, I don't realize, whatever, should be bottled. But if I do know about it, maybe it won't work. So, Ron is coming to prove that it does work, despite the Rambam's statement according to one here. We'll get to it later, while the Rambam will do all these Gemaras. All this we'll discuss with Mr. Shem at a later date. The Kitzer, Rabosai, we've completed so far a very brief explanation of the three major opinions in Hilchos Bittul Chometz. Rashi, that's a fulfilled of Tashbisa and Verdecha. According to Shita's Tosis, it's a straight Hefker. According to Shita's Haran, which she does not attribute anywhere over here, but it's basically coming from the Ramban, the din is that it works through Shalcha, through the Sifrei, it's no longer considered to be yours, but the action which you take in order to get this Chometz out of your possession is not the normal action of being Mafka or something, because this thing was never really yours in the first place anyway, because it's Eina B'shu Shalad, it's only Asana Kosa Ke'ilu B'shu So. And to get out of Ki'ilu B'shu So, you need a new kind of a trick. And that trick is called Bittel. And after Bittel is over, what's the bottom line status? It's Hefka. But it was always really, in a sense, not some Hefka like, wasn't yours. Yeah, but I saw Ki'ilu B'shu So. But if you did through the process of Hefka, of Bittel, then it's not considered anymore Asana Kotel Ki'ilu B'shu So. This is the Shidas Ha-Ran, as he puts it very concise. The Ran is as concise as the Ran is, that's how long the Ramban is. Very long. Very long.
Does the Ran say August
the Ran...
I don't think
no.
It says the August
that's right. See, it's right, 100%. If you only look in the Ran, wouldn't have a Ramban, you might be misled to thinking that the Ran agrees with Tosis completely. Okay, see, we're misled. Baruch Hashem. You thought we're on the right track. Because you had only Iran. If you look in the Ramban, which we will discuss presently, you will see that it's not the case. In fact, the Ramban has a different opinion, where he disagrees with the opinion of the what he calls the Chachmei Tzarfatim, the Balei Atosis. They say it's pure Hefker, and he says it's a new kind of a concept, a new Bria. But the new Bria is not a new Bria in its, how should I put it, in, it's only a new Bria in the, let's call it now, catch this now for these terminologies, it's a new Bria in terms of the Meiser Bittel. The Meiser Bittel is different than what we call a Meiser Hefker. Alright, so Bria has different rules and regulations. But in terms of the bottom line, in terms of what the end result is, the end result is no longer considered to be in the category of Shelcha. As the quotes from the Sifrei, Lo Yero Lecha Sa'or Bata Belibcha, once a Bata Belibcha is not considered Shelcha anymore. Right, so in that sense it's the same as Tosis. You're right, Tosis says it's not Shelcha, and Ramban says it's not Shelcha, but Rashi might disagree and say maybe it is Shelcha, but if you fulfill Tashbisu, that's magic. What we don't have in the Ran is, though, a point-by-point rebuttal. We don't have it over here. A point-by-point rebuttal of the of what Tosfos raised in his questions against Rashi. Tosfos said two blockbuster kashas against Rashi. Right? Busted two blocks. Order two cash against Rashi. Come on, it's Chaza. Come on. Who remembers? Forgot already? Turn back to Tosfos. Forgot? What's Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says that Tashbisu is Tavaru. It's not considered bit. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is even more powerful in a sense. What are you talking about? Bit was only when? Before, and Tashbis is only when? After Devarna bin Chatzos. So how can you say Tashbis is bit? It's ridiculous. These questions were both addressed directly by the Ramban. Does the Ramban discuss these questions directly?
I don't have a problem with the second question.
No, I don't mean the Ramban. I'm talking about in defense of Rashi. With the Ramban himself is going to do very well. But the Ramban in terms of defending Rashi. Don't believe that the Ramban has got a I don't remember this thing in the Ramban. I saw it, I know it from the Ramban, so when you're supposed to know something from the original source, you forget. Is it in the Ramban somewhere? I don't remember. Well, I'll read it to you from the Ramban anyway. Kubi's not in the Ramban at all. The Ramban discusses these things. You have a Ramban? Anyone ever brought a Ramban inside? No one has a Ramban. Nobody. Someone showed me a Ramban earlier today. You have one? We're getting a Ramban from the Beis Medrash. See what we'll do about it. The Ramban discusses these two questions. It says as follows. Let's first explain it outside. The Ramban says that of course, Rabosai, Tashbisu can mean Tisrifu, Tavaru. No one ever denied that. Rashi never meant to say that Tashbisu was translated exclusively as Tavaru. Chas v'sholem. Avada, if a person burns the Chametz, he's in fulfillment of Tashbisu. No doubt about it. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, the Pashim translates, that's the only way to burn means what? No. Tashbisu B'Rishon means the 15th day. Thank you very much. It can't be. Yeah. Maybe we can get this thing Xerox. not yet. Let's see what happens. Don't get it back yet. Mine would take. Mine would take two full pages. With so many footnotes. Not fair to you, she can make it. Not right. This is, you know what I mean? Let it be. Okay. Yeah. So what do the Ramban say? Listen carefully. No, not yet. Let's see what happens. Don't get it back yet. Mar would take. Mar would take two full pages. So somebody put them. Not fair to you, she can make it. Not right. Just, you know what I mean? Just let it be. Okay. Yeah. So what did the Ramban say? Listen carefully. Please. The Ramban said as follows. That there are two different ways of doing. Yeah, first of all, I want to get the expression while I'll show you inside later. Let me hear what outside, we'll go to the inside later. I want you to listen to the Lashon Das Torah. The Ramban didn't quote that Lashon, I don't think. Did he? No. The Ramban has the Lashon Das Torah. Yeah. Shaz is followed to both sides. Tashvisu, here I'll read you this blah, but we'll see it until later on. That Rashi's right, and that Tashvisu means it's considered to vatl, sheyir v'necha kisaruf, v'ave ro also ka'ofor v'efer, like dirt, like dust, and erotza b'kiyumo, you don't want it. Both Unkelis says that way, Unkelis says that way. And the truth of the matter is that take a look please in the Gemara on Daf Yud. Close to one Daf Yud and Aleph. Please give a look. Daf Yud and Aleph. It's a Gemara we have in Daf Dala, but in Yud and Aleph it's a somewhat different context. And context means everything. The Gemara says on top of the page of Yud and Aleph. Mar says, "Mi'amrina b'otu b'otu." Excuse me, second line. "Otu b'digas chametz d'oraisa." The rabbanani, the midoraisa, the bitul b'almasagile. And we don't have the same expression back on Avdalah, but there it's sort of said it tentatively. Here it says it doesn't push it that way. It's obvious that bitul works. Says the Ramban, if it's obvious, it means that it's push up shot. Why should it be such push up shot? That's not in the word Tashbisu. If Tashbisu means to vatl, says Pash Pshat. But that's not a kash against Tosa. Tosa Hefka is also Pash Pshat. Not Shalcha, we know Shalcha. But the Ramban of Me'ora doesn't say anything about Shalcha, it just says Pash Pshat. But there are two blockbuster kash. What do you do with those two kash? Let's go one by one. The first kash of Tosa, Abdallah. How can Rabbi Akiva say in the pay that the Tashbarisha must be the 14th, not the 15th. Why? Because you can't burn things on Pesach. So what? Just do Bittul. Says the Ramban as follows. Avada Rashi agrees when you burn it, it's also considered Tashbisu. Right? Avada, everyone agrees to that. And therefore, since the Torah says Tashbisu, and doesn't tell you you're limited which way you can do Tashbisu. Any way you want, you can do. So it can't mean the 15th. Because on the 15th of Nisan, while you are limited, you cannot fulfill Tashbisu through burning. Why? Because burning is an av malacha. So even though you have another way out, namely Bittul, Shud Mar hasn't gone into the details yet about Bittul before the time, after the time, but just put that aside for the moment. Even if there'd be some other way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Bittul, but the Torah by saying Tashbisu implies you can fulfill Bittul any way you please. How can that be? Any way you please, you can't burn a fire on Yom Tov. Therefore, Tashbisu must be not the 14th of Nisan. That's Rabbi Akiva's proof on that Hayam and Aleph. We'll see inside in a minute. That's the way he answered the first Kashrut Tosfos. Although Tashbisu means to Vatlu also, but it also means to Varu, to Srofu. And that's impossible to do on the day of which is called Yom HaRishon. So if Rishon is the 14th, it's good. If Rishon is the 15th, it's bad. Yes, Baruch. That's true. However, the Ramban says he means ain't be a chometz al strafe as opposed to throwing it into the Dead Sea or throwing it into the river, but not as opposed to. We'll get to that a little bit later. That's a matter of some controversy. What's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion as far as Bittul is concerned? But that's what Tosfos seems to be assuming.
Why can't we really say that a question of Rashi can be on the
We really can't. I mean, the truth is you really can't do bittul on the 15th because the Gemara is not involved it's after the Zman Issa. But in any event, those is so, the Ramban says, Shannon and Rashi, that Tavaro means anyway, Hashbisa means anyway of Hashbos, including burning, which is the only way you can dispose of it physically, according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Kiva agrees with. This is how he answered the first Kasha Tosfos.
So you just answered that Rashi will agree with Tosfos that also Mr. Tavaro would have said...
Right. That's right. Rashi will agree with that point. Right. That's number one. Sure. Well, now that we have the text. Oh, came out again? Yeah, it looks pretty good. Yeah. Just sort of deal with the first word, and then they were close. It's very good. Thank you very much. Okay, well, everyone just please take one. Take it this way, that way. I appreciate it very much. Let me show you where I want to show you. It's hotcakes. Out of the press. I'm now on the two columns that are legible, right? You can't read the other Shirayim for the rest. On the second column, on the sixth line, which is Vechein, the big language, the big Vechein, the gold print, Vechein, Masha Hikshu B'Divrei Rabbi Akiva. But Sino Avara Shiyab Malacha ain't a kushya. The am I the place? The Atu Biur Lav Daraisi Elakol Shemivair Vadai Mashpisu. Don't come around one. She's the Ora Botlmi Bateka. They bitl be a die in the quantity of Yakiva Yehuda Ella Strafa. Right? That's the only way you can get rid of it physically. But there's an alternative according to Rashi to get rid of it. Verbally, what the pen is mightier than the sword? I think the word is mightier than the porch is okay. The word is mightier than the Dead Sea. You throw it to the Dead Sea, go on to Rabbi Yudi and Iofi, and Rabbi Yotzi Tashbis. But to use the magic word of Bittul, the Bittul word, that can do better than the Dead Sea. With the Lok, if it's Rofu, Shmami no, bittul bepeh, nami bittulu. Aye, so they not talking about Erev Yontif. Miu kro vade b'chol tziv, b'smash at the yochol levaro, afi odayim. Right, because it's Tashbis that refers to everything. And that's the second point which we mentioned before, v'yo. Dibi yom rishu Tashbisu b'yomtavu, al kocha Tashbisu b'strefu. So achas mani sura hu shekvon nesem b'tchilas ha'layla. Even if you didn't know about this was he. Even if you wouldn't know that it's usher from the Chatzos on the 14th, but it's a vada going to be usher from the 9th of the 15th, so there's no way to do bittul after that. Vein dina lo b'sreifa. The gamrina mean no sir kiddiv Rabbi Yehuda. U bittul the pez achar yisuro lav klumos lav rishusikoy lamotim avatale el akorchon b'yom to. Ein tashbisu ella tavatlu also min olam b'sreifa, which Rabbi Akiva says cannot be because it's an av malacha. Because an av malacha, avol kodesh bani suro bitula b'dibur b'alma naviu shekula and bitulein. The avar, the tifa avar. When you burn it, it's also working b'torah as bitul. Whew, that's sharp. Final amalishin is the gemara the kama tashbisu hashbasasa b'chol davar to yochol hashbisu. B'chol shemivayir, v'adai mashpisu. Right? It's certainly considered burning it. U'b'rishami omat hashpisu omat batechem, dava shemivayir yirov v'ayamativezu zu srepes. A srepes is a vada part of tashpisu. Bittul is also tashpisu. And you need, or Mekita says, you need the possibility of doing all kinds of tashpisu. Srepa or bittul. There's no way you can do that on the 15th day of this. No, it's the Nisim Malach of Shreifa. So therefore, it must refer to the 14th. But refer to the 14th, you can do it in one of two ways. Either by Shreifa or by Bittul the Peh. Can't throw down the toilet according to Shita's Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Kiva. But the Peh would work. The Peh is better than throwing it to the wind or down the sewer. That seems to be the Ramban's opinion. This other Ramban and Tosfos first Kasha. Rabbi Akiva and Ape. Yes, David.
What should the Ramban not hold there? Let's say Shulam by the first piece.
I told you before, maybe you walk out for that minute. I told you before that although the Ramban has an in-between view, neither like Rash nor like Tosis, but before he gets around to his view, he's a great defender. He's defending Rashi against all comments. He himself will at the end say he doesn't like Rashi. Okay. But that Tosis should block, bust the kash to make Rashi look as a fool. This the Ramban couldn't suffer. This he couldn't tolerate. He's going to defend Rashi. He's going to toast kash with no kash. Okay? So we took care now of the first kash of Tosis. What about the second kash of Tosis? Gaval. How is it possible to say Bechlal is a much stronger kash in a way? How can you say that Tashbisu means Bittl? Tashbis is only after Chatzos and Bittl is only before Chatzos. Gaval. That he takes care of a little bit earlier. In the same column, end of the second line of the page. Umash Hikshu. See the place? I mean, has it?
Why is Bittl only before Chatzos?
Because after Chatzos, he must have Vavim and Beis. He can no longer do Bittl because it's no longer yours. Oh, that's another good question. Very good question. Good. Menachem, you're on target now. You're really on target now. Menachem has a gewaldige question. So, in other words, like this. Of course, let me explain what this so means. Gewaldig. With one word, he packed a wallet. According to Tosfos, we understand very well why there cannot be any bittul afterwards. Come on, wake up. After Chatzos. Why not? Ein other mafkir. Dover Shane Shalom. I can't sell or be makir or be makdish or do have any monetary impact on something which is not mine. But according to this Rashi, the Rashi learned that what? Taj Beatles does mean I'm getting out of my Rashi. Some Zappo, some abracadabra magic. Let the same abracadabra magic work after Chatzos. That's enough by so. Right? A good cash. That's all you meant? Avada 20 men. That's a very good kasha. I'll show you the kasha inside, not this minute. Be patient. I'll get back to the kasha. It's a very good kasha. But not this minute. Now we'll hold the matter on fire, okay?
Isn't that a terrace?
What made a terrace? The plea of the kasha. The gemara is favor. You cannot do bittul after chatzos. Frank Menachem, why not? Come on to Rashi. Rashi can't go against any gemaras, remember. Great as Rashi was, let's go against Gemaras. Right? Alicia, yeah?
Rashi is followed by Tosfos Rashi-wise. You can't do Bittul, which you know what's closest. Rashi is the one who told us that I can do a special thing called Tashbisu.
No.
But if we move it from Rashi, Tashbisu is the ordinary Vatepa. Rashi is not even interested in closest on what it does. Basically, we move it from our family, but it doesn't work we can have here. Works from Tosfos, it's usually worth it.
Okay, that's very good. Very good. And therefore what? Yeah,
that doesn't matter.
Why not?
Because you don't want it anymore.
They're off to your mouth could have caught the sheet as Rashi.
But when she says, I can't be mouth, you're going to walk. That's the woodworking thing, I can't be mouth.
Right.
So the Torah says, you don't have to wait, you have to get out of this one. It's going to be the special way to do it. Just be mouth.
So why did they take away the special way at 12 o'clock? What's it called? Cinderella? What's 12 o'clock?
Yeah,
Cinderella? 12 o'clock, boom, I turn into a pumpkin. That's it. Alright, we'll see. Okay, maybe you're right. I'm in the middle of the Ramban. One second. Umasha Hikshu Rabosa. Come on, let's go. Let's start at the top of the page. We'll give you another ally to Rashi. Rabosa. Another ally. You see the... No. Let's start at the end of the second column, and then the previous column. Ve'ef shevenocha, okay? So ve'yad shevenocha v'kayim, right? So ve'ef shevenocha, says the Ramban, they're about to defend Rashi. Ve'ef shevenocha nulama k'divrei Rashi. Now look inside, please. The nafla mid medrash tashbisu. Dochi kama mid rachman of tashbisu, also misar v'lo yira, sar elash yebenecha k'saruf. Should he, see the Ram? The Ram is so concise. He left out some of the key points that you have to see the Ramban for, which people didn't have. The Ramban was not printed so early. El Shiyim and Efkes Sarov, which they wrote also, Ofar Va'efer. Wow. of Eifel. We read a few weeks in the Chumash, right? The Lote Rosa Bikiyumo shouldn't want it. We'd lock them to Varo the Srifu. She Bashari Surim Biuran Ksivahan. What's this? Biuran Loksivahan? Whoops. So this is Zalman Melta, Zechat Tanka Rafa. He put out the Ramban, I think it was the first time when it was, came out in the 1920s or something like the 30s. And they made certain hagos. We'll see soon what this means. Mikomakom Bitul Kishmo. Sheyevatlo Belibo Mitoras Chomet. The man arose of the Kiyumo. He doesn't want, he wants to not exist. The kachum hashbos hashbosu b'chol mokom kinyin et lo sashbis melach brisa lo kecho. Don't let salt stop from upon the mizbeach. So tashbisi means salt shouldn't be on the mizbeach. It's lo tevatel. Chai mashbos shvisa bitul. V'chein, right? Bitul in melach, he don't work. So she v'chaim shabbos. V'chein unkles betagam tevatel. Oh, unkles, we saw it. The rabbi called unkles. Tavala Khamira, Mizel Shama Bidumab Shidas, Otto Badiga Khamas the Raisi, but I wanted to bit about Saga, and I've used Sagile. So long me into the cost of not quite a possible Alma, Pashte de Craw, Bibitalhu, Umatasi Malakas Kadolos, see a top of the pitch, Ubasa the Badik Mavatla the Ksiv, Pashbisu Savi Batecha, Mizel Midrash, the Rashi's out, the Bahag holds like Rashi, Unkles like Rashi, Ay, Umashikshu, Rabbo Sainu, Atar Fatim's out. With the Darshina, Ach Chilek B'Tashbisu. Right, it's only in the afternoon, and Bittul's only done in the morning. So they hit the key line. Eina Kushya. No cash. Why is it no cash? Why is it no cash? The Chi Amrit Nami Tavaru, Taviru, if you'll say me to burn, Heich Tzivo Levayer Acher Chatzos, Fellow Bishat Biurok for Omer Olof. Wait a minute, this is Ramban. This is called a Tamecha. And you, Bali Atosis, understand Tashbisa means to burn, and it means after 12 o'clock noon. Impossible! How can you wait till after 12 o'clock noon to burn it? From 12 to 12.01, you're over. This is the rice of Bali Roa. Hello, Bishat, the Yuruk for Omar Allah. Ellis, what do the words mean? Shehe Mavuar. O mevutol bechatzos ka'omar rachmona. What does that mean? Correct though. The maiseh bitul must take place before chatzos. The kiyum of bitul takes place at and after chatzos. That is the rough terminology. The maiseh bitul is before chatzos, but the kiyum bitul is at and after chatzos. That's what that tells the second question is answered. Tells what was that question? That the Tashbisu and Bitlar have no common sense. There's no time within to fulfill both of them. Because Tashbisu is only before and Bitlar is only before Chatzos, Tashbisu is only after. The answer is no. Bitlar is before. That's the Maisa of Tashbisu. The key of Tashbisu is at Chatzos and beyond. So the word Tashbisu Achilek teaches us that the first half of the day we do the maaseh, we burn the chametz, or we mevatel the chametz, and the second half of the day all the chametz is gone. So that once you say that, see Tosis, Ramban tries to force Tosis to agree with him that the maaseh of burning the chametz will take place when, Ramban say when? No, when? Before chatzos. So once, if Tosis concedes that to the Ramban, that their kash against Rashi is very, very weak. Because you also have to say that Tashbis is before Chatzos. Rashi says the same thing. The answer is, you and I know the answer, that Tosfos disagrees with the Ramban. And Tosfos says, you burn the chametz after 12 o'clock. Yeah. You burn the chametz after 12 o'clock. Problem. You burn the chametz after 12 o'clock. What, 12.02? So from 12 to 12.02, you're over in Isid the Oraisa. You're involved. How can you do such a crazy thing?
How could it fall from the
7th? Oh, so Dov asks, I got a target with Tzava to do something which is there they're going to lead to a prohibition. So what did Rabbeinu Peretz say, though?
Since you're intending to burn it after Chatzos, any time you wait after Chatzos,
Well, let me refine what you quoted from Rabbeinu Peretz. I want to refine a little bit more. It seems to me that Tosfos clearly argues with the Ramban. And says, what? And says that the burning has to be done after Chatzos. If it's done after Chatzos, every minute that passes, right? While you're involved in burning it, you look at the clock, strikes 12, ding, and then, okay, quick, get the blowtorch, get this, you know, run, get scurry, but still takes a minute till it burns. But the Rabbeinu Peretz said here, an hour daft, abdala, number days, are you so godel ma'od, a major yourself, a very important yourself. Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. See, it's from the Ma'amar Talmud, I think, if I'm mistaken. This is as follows. Listen. Look, it's like this. Look what he says. He says, Kevin Shemachazer Olav Levaro Harehukim Bavur. He is so. It's one sentence, one line. I'll repeat it again. To jot it down. Kevin Shemachazer Olav Levaro, since he is busily attempting to burn it, Harehukim Bavur. It's as if it's burned right now. I didn't burn it yet. But I'm busy trying to burn it, since it's burned right now. Proof. The Teda, the Ochi, will prove it to you. The Imloke, I feel him in Saloma. The Mayavar, but also Ramikash and Shvet. The Mistama, look at this Mistama. Rachmana Lotziva, Essay the Tashbisu. Calls Machu Mutter, he's assuming there's no Issue of Tashbisu, as Tashbisu, as long as it's still Mutter. Hello, Liacha Chatzos, Liacha Issue of Tzivu Ashbasa, Ukshemavaro, he Efter Shalom Yashenu Shoachas. 12 to 12:01. How can it be? How can it be over in Avera? Elavadai came at the Mechazer of Levaro Harehu Kimavuar. The Tosa of the Yisod, those remain apparent. As you're attempting to burn it, it's considered already burnt. And therefore, there's no violation of Tashbisu by Rabbi Yamatze.
What's the question?
What's the question?
The question that Rabbi asked. You
didn't
really answer, you just put in different words and
you didn't answer. Right, that's brisk. Zedman Fandan, that's brisk work. You see a fact, and you extrapolate a principle. So when the parents extrapolated a principle from that fact, that you burn at 12:01, that from the a minute that you're busy burning, it's considered burned already.
When it starts raining.
Raining?
Yeah.
Because you can't put out the fire in the rain.
So he's still being misasking.
Well. That's the question. You see, the Tosas on we have. Did I ever tell you the Tosas on Chof Testament Beis? Did you ever look inside the Tosas? Never did. Please turn the Chof Testament Beis, Rav Moshe, please, for a minute. It's a very famous Tosas. Chof Testament Beis is very bad. Very, very bottom. Last narrow line. Umukan Mochiach Ri Shamashe Chomet Bepesa. Come and see the place? See it? Chavtes Bez last now on. Shamashe Chomet Bepesa. Vidato Levaro Eino Over Baosa Shehia. Wow. The Yarmit, you'll say, Over, you are over. Akati. Am I Moal Rabbi Yossi? It's a sugi which you didn't learn yet. Hamiyat sheyifta also hu shelo umod Rav Yosi de shachoya teroa etc. Elavade lo avar v'tamim shem de lo yeroa nitik laasei ulekach eino over k'shemavar lebesof. The simple reading of Tosis, if you read the word kipshuto, is as follows. This is we'll quote Reed, believe it or not. I have chametz. And a chometz in my house on Pesach, and I discover it. Oh no! Ay ay ay! Chometz on Pesach. Quick! I gotta make a fire. So I call my wife and said, "Honey, we're making a fire." She said, "No, we're not." What do you mean, no, we're not? I found chometz. Yeah, but no. My clear is not coming till tomorrow. And I don't want to have the mess right now. So will you please me, you'll excuse me, my dear husband, if we wait until tomorrow, we'll burn it out the cleaner, we'll be able to clean up the ashes. So if you read Toskip Shuto, the woman wants to postpone the burning for 24 hours before the clean lady comes. And the husband says, okay. According to the simple reading of Tosis, in this case, there's no violation of the Vayera by Yamotzi. The simple reading. Because, look, yeah. What's Tosis Lashon over here? Masha Chometz Bepesa Vidato Levaro. Levaro, yes. Are you going to burn it? Yes. What are you waiting for? The cleaning lady. Who? Yeah, the cleaning lady. My wife won't let me burn until the cleaning lady comes. So this is what Tosis seems to say. This is a, and what's the basis for it? Well, it's a lab of Itiklas say. You hear this? We'll get to that topic later. Topic number three. So the Shagas Aryeh Sakasha, wait a minute. You're out of steel? Yes or no? Raise your hand. Yes or no?
No.
Now, why not? It says in the Torah Lo Sigzo. It also says, Beheshiv Sakzela Asher Gaza. So I can be able to steal, and I'll then return it later on? Yeah, great. You got a mitzvah, hashtag Zayla. It's recommended. Yeah? So obviously you can't do that. The Gemara Beferish can't do that. The Gozlam and Asla, the Havzir is no good. No. So then why can you keep the Chometz on Manas to burn it? Should we do the same exact thing? Yes? That's what I mean of parents, right.
That's what it is.
Oh, so the question is, hold on a second. Slow. So the Makor Chaim, on the Mar Makomus, I don't know if you got there yet. Makor Chaim, on his Psicha, the Tough Lama Al somewhere, claims that this Tosis, he discusses both aspects. First, he discusses the question of Nitzeglase the Shagas Aryeh Kasha. You can't steal, so then why can you leave the Chometz over? So the Makor Chaim says, wait a minute. You can't return a stolen item until you stole it. Would you grant that? It's called a lav and Nitzeglase, that the assay, there's no way to fulfill the assay until after you violated the lav. Impossible. I can't return you the house and steal it yet. Right? However, when it comes to Pesach, it says, Lo Yerol HaChometz, and Tashbisu Sarei Batech. I can eliminate the Chometz before I violate Lo Yerol HaChometz Lo Yematze. One sec. Slow. So let me answer you on two levels. David asked, I told Scott to say that Shabbos is only after Chatzos. We discussed some while back, and the year's not that old, you should remember this. I was going to check your computer otherwise. We discussed a question. As of when do you violate Bal Yeroh by Yemotze? Ooh. So Rashi and Abdal Damadal, we're only holding on Abdal Damadal today, we haven't learned that much. We skipped them, I mean, in effect. With Abdallah and Alan. You only learned an Omer this year so far. Not even, I don't think. Well, so on Abdallah and Alan, Rashi said that you violate by Yeroh from Chatzos. We saw a big machlokas about that. Others disagree. It's only by Yeroh at Shivas Yamin. What kind of Chatzos? Doesn't say by Yeroh, it says 7.5 days. So it could be, David, to answer your question, the Tosfos that by Yeroh only begins at sundown. So therefore you can have a fulfillment of Tashbisu before you ever get to Bayer Bayamas.
No,
but it's still a question of Tosis. Tosis is on Pesach. On Pesach. Okay. Hold on. We'll come back a little bit later. In any event, listen to me, please, careful. In any event, the Makor Chaim said like this, And if you can fulfill the assay before the lav, we can reinterpret the pasuk. What does it say like this? What does the pasuk say? Lo yirah l'chachamis. Lo yirah l'chasa'or. Ach payamarishu tashbisu. Which means, not only tashbisu after you, what? Violated lo yirah l'chachamis. No. Rather it means instead of violating it, you should fulfill tashbisu. How do you fulfill tashbisu? Well, there are three ways. Burn the chametz. Be mevatel the chametz. And have in mind to burn the chametz. See? And here, the minute I have in mind to burn the chametz, so we can talk to again, the simple pshat of the Tosfos of Daf Chavtesim Beis, I'm going to burn it tomorrow, because the Kli is coming then. Already now, I'm considered in fulfillment of tashbisu. And therefore, there's no violation of Bayirah. Lo Yirah, Lo Yimotze, Ela Tashbisu. Rather, not afterwards, as make amends for your Aveir. Rather Tashbisu, which means rather you should be involved in burning the Chavos. One second. However, the Mekor Chaim recognizes the difficulty in this trap, because I'm not going to do anything for the next 24 hours. I'm just waiting to play, hear the bell downstairs, who's there? The cleaning lady. Oh, the cleaning lady's here. Quick! Get the matches. Get the spread of them. It's what happened 24 hours. It was nothing. Therefore claims the Makor Chaim, that same source, that everybody in the world misunderstood Tosfos Daf Chavtes. Everyone in the world understood Tosfos Daf Chavtes to mean that if I plan to burn the chametz tomorrow, I'm not in violation of Bayrah right now. It's Chas V'Sholem. All Tosfos means is that he didn't have a red pair. Talk about it. All that Tosfos meant was that I'm going to do it right now. It just takes me 5 minutes to get my matches and to get firewood, to get everything. In those 5 minutes, there's no violation. That's all it means. Then it's shot beautifully. Lo the whole comments. Tashbisu. The whole 5 minute process of gathering the firewood and getting the matches and getting the fire and starting it up. That's part of the Ma'aseh HaShvasa. See what I wrote? So I have the firewood that's in the closet. So I run to the closet to get the firewood. That's all Tashbos. While I'm running, then I have to run to get the firewood. That's all Tashbos.
You start
with the same thing. You're playing for a cleaning lady, playing for hours. I should think for this. So I never meant that. Well, he went out of living. He was a car guy. He had a new tire. Can't fly. He didn't have it. He was a Machavin, Mamish, Beferish, to the Rabbeinu parents. And although we cannot prove conclusively that all the Tosfos hold alike, because they're different Bali Tosfos, but it certainly stands to reason that the Bali Tosfos are on the same team, and therefore I favor that interpretation. I can't prove it. There's so much literature written based on the other interpretation. Because we say Machavek, you know, and in a second, the Kol Chaim is definitely right, everyone else is dead wrong. Can't do that. But at the same time, it's one of what I think, which I favor, which I like it, makes more sense. Lo yirah l'chachamis, elo tashbisu. Rather, either before or at that very time, and while you're busy burning it, for those 5 minutes, or 6 an hour, it takes, you're not in violation of anything. You're involved in the trap. Yeah?
Well, why can't we say Rashi, Rashi said, why can't we say he's referring to the mice of the deer?
You're right, Rabban used that expression, Tehiyah Be'nechah Kisaruk. But he used that expression in extending Rashi in a completely different context.
Yeah.
Not that Be'nechah Kisaruk is going to burn in the half an hour. You're never going to burn it. With your eyes, with your mouth, with your heart, you zap it. You never saw that inside? Let me show you inside in the Mordechai. Sorry, it wasn't the will be on the Mount of Chemes. It was someone who did it. A gutsy man. waited till after Chatzos every year. Page 56, the back. Page 56. Kaf Chesam Beis. And after the Rav.